Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Yeah, I've heard people criticize some of these individuals who have made allegations, and I'm not doing that. I'm not victim shaming or anything. But the question gets brought up, okay, if he was doing these horrible things to you, which I believe he was, a lot of it's over time. Some of it's, you know, it's one here and this year, or a couple this year or this month, and it's spread out. I know the answer to this. I know you know the answer to this, but I'd like you to explain it. The mindset that someone might be in behaviorally as to why they would keep going back to that individual because of that money, because of that power, because of the control that he has gained over that individual despite forcing them into traumatic situations. Why would they keep coming back, I guess, is the
question.
It's
a slow leak. It's a slow, and there's a lot of reasons, because every individual is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a slow leak of normalization of really bad behavior. I mean, even when they're describing the parties he was holding and the freak-offs or the potential freak-offs, you know, the acclaim,
yeah.
You know, he'd have the party with everyone just showing up and having a good time and having music and regular alcohol. But then he gave alerts like, hey, in an hour, it's time for the kids to go away because then we're going to escalate it up. And so what it was happening was when you have groupthink involved and you start normalizing really bad, abhorrent behavior, it becomes a normal thing. That's one aspect of it that people are being attracted to. So they're being groomed into a cult-like mentality mm-hmm. of wanting to belong to this group gradually over time. And the more that someone withholds it and makes it a little more harder to get into, a little more covetous, the more we want it. Because that is part of our human motivations. We always seek what we can't have and what others have because we suffer the cult of comparison and the desire for more. So that's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is that, you know, like I said, you have that group mentality, you have that group think, and then you have most likely trauma bonding along the way. So you get love bombed early on and, you know, hey, welcome to the tribe, welcome to the club, you know, here's these lavish gifts, here's some, here's a record deal, whatever it was he was using to love bomb you in. Well, now he's got a lever of influence over you that you feel gratified, your dopamine's firing, your serotonin, endorphins, and dopamine, all the things are firing in the brain because we have all these things. Now that becomes normalized and we need more. But in order to get more, well, Diddy's going to want a little bit more in exchange for that kind of hit. Same thing that's going on with him in his life. He's getting normalized at that level.
Yeah.
He's normalizing it for everyone around him as well. So everyone's kind of rising together in this abhorrent behavior. And not even necessarily realizing it, because in order for them to realize it, they'd have to do one of the toughest things that we can do as a human being, and that is negate our own self-opinion of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if all of a sudden we wake up one day and we say, ooh, I've been doing really wrong, bad things, mm-hmm. that's a very tough day to have, and very few people can go through that day. And it's also very hard to recognize it because most of these people, as we said before, don't have loving critics.
Yeah.
Because most of their loving critics are in the same group mentality and groupthink that's going on. So that's one aspect of it. I think there's a lot of different ways in which people get roped into this.
I think it's important to understand too, and I don't know if I'm making up a term here, but I'm going to do it. Covert trauma, where it's our brain's way of not letting us know that we are in a traumatic situation right mm-hmm. now. So we're going to survive it. We're going to get through it. And we may even think this is a great thing at that moment in time.
until afterwards. And so you're like, mm-hmm. wait a second, what the hell? I mean, that's the way a lot of kids get through childhood abuse, whether it be physical or sexual, not realizing or fully understanding the gravity of what's going on. It can certainly happen to adults too, if you're slowly groomed into that place and you don't necessarily know the trauma is what it will be or is as it's happening. I'm thinking there's a lot of that went on in the lives of these victims of Diddy.
Yeah, I agree. I like that word, covert trauma. And part of that, I think, is rationalization. A lot of times, all of us will say, hey, I'm a different person. I am at work. And when I go home, I'm not at work. And so I kind of let my hair down and things are a little bit better. So if they saw themselves as, well, this is just when I'm doing Diddy work, you know, they can rationalize. It's just, and it's fine work because you know what? It must be okay because everyone's doing it over there. Remember, hey, if everyone's doing it, how wrong can it be?
Yeah.
Context is powerful with human beings because when we have the context that it becomes normalized by an entire group and society of people, because really think about it. He had a society, the numbers of people that were followers of Diddy and that mentality of who he was and what was important to him. It was a huge number of people that people want to be part of. And so whether spoken or unspoken, there's also rankings. You know, people that were let inside the house, people that weren't let inside the house. You know, so he treated everyone equal. He's you know, mingling around with everyone, but only a certain number of people are allowed in the house. What do I have to do to be let in the house to rise in that inner circle?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we start rationalize our behavior.
Yeah, I think you're very right in a lot of that. Well, I did this or they're doing that. It can't be that bad. And until it's like, oh my God, look at what you all got involved in for this.
And it must be leader. Safe because everyone's in the same boat. No one's going to say anything.
Yeah. There's rumors right now floating that there's a tape being shopped around that shows an A-list celebrity on it that he does not know. The word has been he that's been in the copy, that he was not aware of the taping going on at one of these parties, which could be very detrimental to one's career. Reputation-wise, at the least, if there's something illegal going on, then we have a whole other thing going on. And there's also the rumors of a very large list of names of associates that's supposedly going to be dropping very soon. What do you think the attitude is amongst those that knew Diddy or were around Diddy right now? Just, you know, in anticipation of everything that's going to come out, what sort of preparations mentally and professionally, do you think are going on behind the scenes with a lot of people right now as they prepare for the inevitable?
Well, one, there's a lot of fear, especially if you got like blackout drunk mm-hmm. or high. You have no idea what you did or didn't do or what you're photographed doing or not doing.
Sure.
So that's one thing. There's going to be a lot of fear. I think there's also going to be two approaches to this because as you're saying it again, I'm thinking, all right, how would Tony and Robin react if all of a sudden we got caught up in something like this and we're not quite sure what we were videotaped doing or not doing? I would be preparing, you know, myself to how to own that behavior. Mm-hmm. How I just, because when the only way to restore trust once it's blown, because anyone that shows up on a list, trust with this individual and their personal brand is going to be blown. Mm-hmm. The only way you can regain trust and brand is to own your behavior. Say, listen, I was a knucklehead. I was going through a tough time. There's no excuse for my behavior. I'm going to go through counseling. I'm going to be in rehab, all these things. Because every single time a person of notoriety owns their behavior, puts himself in rehab, goes through all these steps to be transparent and open, kind of, and we saw with the few celebrities in the last year, what's his face from Friends?
Matthew Perry
did it to an extent, but then he fell off the wagon again because he had people in his life not being good for him. You know, there's a lot of forgiveness there when people say, I'm imperfect, I'm infallible. So that's one group. Then I think you're going to have a group of people that are not going to own their behavior. They're going to play the victim. Oh, he victimized. It's all Diddy's fault. And so they're going to be pointing fingers left and right because they're going to be in survival mode and because their trauma response is going to respond and not self-aware enough to realize the only way to get out of this is to do what you just said, just to stand by and own it if you did something really, really stupid. And then hopefully you have the other group that said, I didn't do there. You know, there's some actors and actresses that were there and other people of notoriety that started seeing things go a little sideways and said, I'm done with you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting because I think it's going to go beyond actors and actresses. I think you're going to have politicians in here. Not going to be surprised if somehow the New York City thing gets intermingled in this in some way, shape, or form, whether it just be for looking the other way in some sort of a bribe or people actually being involved. with the, some of those political individuals. But it's, yeah, it's a lot deeper and darker than I think
about even the scope. The scope. So as an investigator, what you have to do, because he had such resources and such influence, you'd have to investigate every single city and place in the entire world he ever traveled to.
Uh-huh.
And interview all those people he had contact with in those places. That's what we're talking about resource-wise. That's why this is devastating to our criminal justice system for any other cases that are really, really important, because it is sucking massive resources to do just that.
Yeah, it's an endless pit. It is.
I mean, one last thing, Tony. I have been part of cases and known people have done cases that took their entire career.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those cases that's going to be someone's entire career, and not just one person. It's going to be multiple people's cases. That's their entire career. And so that's multiple investigators, multiple attorneys, multiple people that this is their entire careers of this one case that they're doing. That's a lot of resources for one person making a lot of bad choices, and everyone's following along.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.